NewsRamp Leadership and Management Podcast, Wednesday evening, April 1st, 2026. Quick note, real news, AI-powered delivery, full coverage at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. First up,
Springer Nature's CFO to leave the company by the end of 2026. Springer Nature's CFO, Alexandra Dambeck, will be leaving the company by the end of 2026 to pursue a new external opportunity. Her specific end date in Q4 will be confirmed later, and the process of selecting and appointing a successor is already underway. CEO Frank Rankin-Peters expressed gratitude for Alexandra's commitment and professionalism, wishing her the best in her future endeavors.
PPAC Private promotes Lisa Brandy to Senior Vice President Treasury Management Sales. Lisa Brandy has been promoted to Senior Vice President Treasury Management Sales at PPAC Gladslung Financial Corporation. In her new role, she will oversee the development and expansion of commercial client relationships, focusing on treasury management and escrow solutions. With a background in leadership positions at Capital One Bank and Chase, Lisa brings a wealth of experience to her new position. For more information, visit www.peapacprivate.com.
2026 Talent Assessment and Screening Award winners announced. HR.com announces the 2026 Best Talent Assessment and Screening Award winners, recognizing Infor Talent Science as the best talent assessment platform and First Advantage Corporation for most innovative screening technology. These tools set new standards for data-driven hiring decisions, reducing turnover, enhancing team dynamics, and improving screening accuracy. CEO Debbie McGrath emphasizes the importance of these solutions in building high-performing organizations.
Fortran Corporation appoints Aaron Berry as president. Fortran Corporation has appointed Aaron Berry as president. CEO Kent Grier highlighted Berry's experience and expertise, crucial for the company's growth. Berry will lead all operating companies and explore new opportunities, focusing on recurring revenue models and managed services. He is set to start in April 2026, while Grier will remain as CEO. Fortran Corporation specializes in designing and maintaining complex telecommunication solutions with a focus on cloud-based and AI platforms services.
Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Alpha Cognition Inc. Q425. Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Alpha Cognition Inc., noting strong performance in fiscal year 25 with $10,200,000 total revenue, including $6,800,000 from ZUNVEY sales. 4Q25 saw $2,500,000 in net product revenue, with bottles dispensed up 62% Q23,1941. Repeat ordering and facility adoption indicate sustained growth potential. ACOG's solid financial position, with $66 million cash, supports continued commercialization efforts.
Lonza nominates Stephen Fry as independent board member. Lonza announces the nomination of Stephen Fry as an independent member of the board, pending election at the AGM in May 2026. With a strong background in the pharma industry and expertise in organizational transformation, Fry will also join key committees. Chairman Jean-Marc Huet praises Fry's international experience and governance skills, highlighting his role in shaping a performance culture at Lonza.
New research reveals culture remains a key driver of retention and engagement. New research from the HR Research Institute and Motivosity reveals that culture remains a key driver of retention and engagement in the workplace. New research, a study of over 5,500 employees, managers, and executives, shows that those in high-performing cultures are significantly more likely to receive recognition from managers and peers, as well as have high trust in organizational leadership. Despite these benefits, Gaps in recognition and connection persist, highlighting the importance of prioritizing culture and business strategy.
Catalyst Crew Technologies appoints Carlos Pena as Chief Financial Officer. Catalyst Crew Technologies Corp. appoints Carlos Pena as Chief Financial Officer, bringing over a decade of experience in accounting, financial management, and audit support. Mr. Pena's background includes roles in financial reporting, tax compliance, budgeting, and operational finance. As CFO, he is expected to support the company's financial reporting functions and internal control processes in advancing its strategic initiatives in artificial intelligence-driven healthcare and digital health services.
Also, thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Leadership and Management Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.